Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. A term that you will hear quite frequently on this electronic jazz program is crossover musician. This simply refers to those musicians who work and record in several different genres, and on this program it specifically refers to musicians who have careers in both mainstream or straight-ahead jazz, the terms being synonymous, and electronic fusion jazz and or smooth jazz. A good example of a mainstream artist who occasionally ventures into electronic jazz would be trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, who recorded First Light in 1971, with the whole group being crossover musicians such as Herbie Hancock on electric piano, Eric Gale on guitar, and Hubert Laws on flute. After that, from his Love Songs release of 1995, you'll hear David Sanborn play One in a Million on his alto sax.
Thank you.
The Brecker brothers, Michael on tenor sax and Randy on trumpet, will start this set of electronic jazz. In 1975, they recorded Sponge on their first album. Then Sade will sing Nothing Can Come Between Us from her 1987 Stronger Than Pride release. Guitarist Marc Antoine was born in Paris, France in 1963. He began studying classical guitar at 11 and was playing jazz by the end of high school. In 1988, Antoine moved to London, where he began to play in the singer Basha's band. He now lives in Los Angeles, where he is very active in the jazz scene and has released about 15 albums. From his first album of 1994, Classical Soul, you'll hear Timeless Love. Antoine on acoustic guitar, keyboards, and drum programming. We'll be right back. We are enjoying electronic jazz on this Dr. Jazz program. A rock band influenced much by jazz was the Chicago Transit Authority, who released their first album in 1969. From that album, you'll hear Beginnings. After that, guitar man Stanley Jordan, born in Chicago in 1959 but grew up in San Francisco, will play What's Going On from his Cornucopia album of 1990.
Thank you.
Today's last set of electronic jazz will begin with Paul Taylor doing East Bay Bounce on his alto sax in 2005 from the album Nightlife. Saxophonist Ronnie Laws is the younger brother of Hubert Laws and was born in 1950 in Houston, Texas. He recorded Nothing to Lose on his Pressure Sensitive album of 1975. Then guitar man George Benson will play Got to Be There from his Love Remembers album of 1993. Oh, Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz, from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.